Do you use your Alexa to get the weather forecast, or maybe you use it to get the news? There could be a time real soon, it's happening in some places already, where you could actually use it to start trading and maybe even check your bank account. That's our focus this morning as we bring in our thought leader this morning. Rod Murray is Group Senior Vice President at Associated Bank. And Rod, good morning. Welcome back to the Opening Bell.
Good morning, Steve.
Glad to see you here. We've got a lot of technology to talk about today and digital stuff. Let's start with sort of an overview of where this all stands. I know as we were looking forward to this year, one of the predictions was we would see a lot of the digitization of financial services. If you had to give a status report on it now, what would you say it is?
I'd say that everybody's on high speed and fast-paced. It's where a lot of money is being spent because, as you know and as we read everywhere, things are so fast-evolving that if you don't deliver what is termed differentiating and transformative customer strategies, then you're going to not keep pace with digitization. It'll be devastating. You'll become obsolete, or at minimum, there'll be a big disruption in whatever business you're in.
Yeah, and for the financial services area, is it everything? Is it bank accounts? Is it financial advisors? Is it wealth management? All of that stuff being digitized?
It's everything. It's cross-channel, right? I mean, it's all of the things that you just said there. It's both consumer, it's business. Consumer's probably leading the way, or the retail side of things, but business is going to follow in some way, shape, or form. But it's everything on the financial services side.
Yeah, and it's interesting because the conversation had been this was going to disrupt the industry. Now we're actually seeing where people are saying it's going to make you irrelevant if you're not doing this. That's way more than disruption, isn't it?
It's absolutely way more than disruption. I mean, it's obsolescence is what ultimately can happen. So it's, as you said, too, all delivery channels. It's branch, it's ATM, it's your call centers at the banks, it's your digital platform. It's everything under the sun.
It's interesting, too, because the more people I talk to, and again, it depends on age, but some of them will, there are some who don't want to see this, who are hesitant to get into it, and then there are others that are happy to see it. My question then would be, who's driving it? Who's driving all of this?
Yeah, so a term that I had read about was, it's the digital natives, right, are driving it. So if you are of certain age group, you're probably more likely, certainly the millennials, you know, are talked about a lot, that if they're not happy with it and if they aren't seeing it, they'll quickly move whatever service it is, whether it's you know, anything they're dealing with on a day-to-day, but certainly in the financial services as well. But that also comes into our world as well, right? I mean, I'm a Gen Xer, and I see it and use it every day. Not, I don't have the adoption of maybe some people who are in their 20s and 30s, but it's across the board.
I love the digital natives language. From the tribe millennial, we'll say. So, you, like me, the first thing that comes to my mind when I see all of this is this safe? Is that a big concern? Is that why you people your age and my age are concerned about this?
I think so. I mean, just personally speaking, I have a harder time putting some of my information out there on, you know, whatever cloud it is, whatever digital platform it is, whereas people who are coming up that have never had anything else have less of a concern there.
So what are the challenges, and perhaps we can use Associated Bank as an example here, what are the challenges in getting all of this up and running?
So security and regulatory, right? Mm-hmm. So we talk all the time about cybersecurity, and that is a big investment in time because everybody's trying to hack the banks, hack the financial side, hack everybody's credit cards. So you have to improve your protection on the new and emerging threats all the time. And then that security becomes an enabler of services. So a bank like Associated, right, the more we enhance our security, the more we're enabled to broaden our digital offering.
And we think of the security being I guess the military handles our national security. Who's handling this? Is there a central place? Is it the government that's sort of spearheading this, or is each individual institution like Associated Bank responsible for their own?
We're ultimately responsible for our own, but there's oversight from everything from, depending on which product and service you're talking, everything from the SEC to the OCC, you know, and those are all, you know, acronyms for different government regulatory agencies. So each institution, though, is ultimately responsible for driving how they do it, and then there will be tests after the fact to make sure that it's compliant with whatever it is in the offering. And the worst thing that can happen is, right, you have something that is a breach. So you're wanting to protect it at all times because you can't have whatever those agencies are that are overseeing it. They're just overseeing what you're doing. They're not doing it for you.
The positive part of this would be what? At the bottom line, you get it's not only easier for customers once they get the hang of it and they're comfortable with it, but it also saves you money in terms of the business you're doing?
It does save you money, right? If there's if there are cost improvements, that the less you touch something, right? I mean, it's like any product or service that you buy. The less you touch something, the less chance there is for error. You know, so you're not fixing errors. So that can be a money saver, and certainly the less steps. So that just gains automatic efficiencies too. Yeah,
we're getting to that point now where we can blame robots when stuff goes wrong, right?
Absolutely.
Let's talk a little. Speaking of robots, a nice segue into how Alexa is going to maybe take over some of this space. These things are becoming almost at the holiday time. I think Amazon said these things were going out the door, you know, one a minute, and everybody was buying one of them. Is it possible that we're going to be doing our banking and financial services through Alexa?
It's certainly possible, and you're starting to see some traction in the overall space. And we know that Amazon is looking into that, that Alexa could take the place of a financial advisor down the road. You know, and that's a synonym for broker, right? And at some point, could you ask your Alexa to, you know, buy X number of shares of X company? Absolutely. I don't think that it will ever completely take the place of an investment portfolio manager, because there are still a lot of people who want the advice. They don't want to just execute. It comes back to that same term, that digital native. The digital native, that will be great for, ultimately, is doing it through the Alexa. But
one of the wealth management groups, UBS, has already started experimenting with this just a little bit, enabling Alexa to answer current and important economic queries, is the way this was phrased. So that would be what? You say, hey, the name of the, because we don't want to turn people's Alexas on, but give me the information on this. Is that where it's going to start, with just basic information?
That probably is where it will start. But I wouldn't be surprised, Steve, if it's starting with the basic information, but vis-a-vis the actual execution of some trades. I mean, I think that will be fast and furious coming, you know, right along with it, on getting some basic information, but also just doing what you do every day of selling. I want to sell X shares or buy X shares.
Yeah. And then from a consumer banking, I could see saying, hey, give me my current account status and pay so-and-so bill or something like that. It's all about the algorithms and artificial intelligence, isn't it?
Right. And you just mentioned algorithms. So that's something that they'll dive into. Ultimately, you have those regulatory agencies. It has to pass through all of that on what the notices are, what the disclosures are. But, you know, algorithms is something that a lot of the hedge funds use now. And again, reading, I think that there was a research firm that estimates that 27% of all stock trades by U.S. investors are using quantitative hedge funds, which use those algorithms now.
This is, I guess it's going to be a few years before this is like really saturated. But what are the concerns here? I mean, you mentioned that there's always going to be some who don't want to do this. How do you balance those? How do you balance the natives, the digital natives, with those who don't want to do this?
Yeah, so I think that, again, that there'll be a displace but not replace, right? So the balance is making sure your technology, your security is keeping up in pace with what it could be out there on the Alexas or the Amazons of the world. But I don't think that it's ever going to go away completely. I mean, people still want some human interaction. It'll be limited, but so again, displaced but not replaced. And it's just getting ahead of the game on that and making sure that you're not following, that you're leading. So,
and people who are already dealing with wealth managers, and probably too at Associated Bank, there's already some artificial intelligence. And you guys, I mean, humans use algorithms to tell us the stuff when we're on the phone with you, don't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the banks are using algorithms. There's, geofencing going on with your phones and your smartphones. Absolutely. It's all being used across the financial services industry now.
The other thing that caught my eye was this, and it was a story from TechCrunch, borderless account for businesses. What would a borderless account be?
So a borderless account would be that a person or a company could set up multiple currency accounts, but it's as if it all is under one roof for them. So they could have accounts in 10 or 15 currencies, but it's a little, it just moves in between their accounts versus the way it happens now is if you're moving money from euros to dollars or whatever the currency is, it goes from your account to the bank's account back to your account. This would just be intra-account.
In this, as we move forward in the future with globalization, this makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
It does, and it's out there now a little bit. It's in, certainly in beta mode. It's Europe is using this, and what they're after, you know, the non-banks that are doing this, they're after those banks that are probably low volume, where it's not as cost efficient, and they're also after the ones that are having problems with, you know, what they call BSL AML, which is the bank secrecy and money laundering. Thank you. Yeah. So if you're struggling with that, you're probably going to be a target of this particular type of industry because they will do it in such high volume, you know, that they'll be able to make it up.
Yeah. And then that, again, back to the scary part of it, the making it a global thing, that just opens up the doors, it would seem, to even more interference, doesn't it?
It does, right? So we're back to risk on your security. What are your cyber defenses? You know, how do you protect people from hacking into that?
As we talk about these algorithms and artificial intelligence pushing the technology forward, is it possible that both of those things are going to also solve this problem of security, that you would actually have an algorithm that knows when somebody's going to break in or can find that before it happens?
That would be absolutely ideal. I'd like to be the person that invents that. It'd be a brilliant idea. And so, you know, but it, I guess it's anything's possible, and that would be a good solution if you can just build an algorithm that completely takes away the risk.
Yeah, sort of like a guard dog that's just in all of the data looking for that.
Right.
So if you had to predict where we're going to be at the end of the year, I know we were doing predictions last year, and it seems like we've already taken a leap, light year leap forward, just, and it's not even, you know, middle of the year yet.
So I would say by the end of the year, you're going to be seeing, you know, the financial services in all of the different aspects, asset management, consumer banking, starting to make probably some announcements, starting to, you know, roll out some things that we as consumers right now, this Gen X guy here, I can't even think about. Mm-hmm. So I think that by the end of the year, you're going to see some adoption into 2018 of some new products, some new services that, you know, are cutting edge.
I'm guessing, too, if you're advising people on what decisions they should make or where they go, the things that would be the same if you're going to hire somebody personally would still be the same. Find somebody you trust, have a relationship, that sort of thing.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think you still need a relationship. You still need to have somebody that has that option, right? Because if you go 100% digital, who do you call, right? It's as we all know, it's a little bit harder to get your service levels up when you go that route, when you have no human interaction at all. So there's a trust. There's certainly a reputation. You know, banks like Associated Bank, we're still going to be there, right? So we're going to be on the cutting edge, and we're investing, you know, millions of dollars of our in technology all the time. But we're also going to be there for the human interaction.
Very exciting going forward. I'm excited to see how we're going to end up in a couple of years.
Absolutely. It'll be interesting to see.
All right. Good to see you again. We'll see you again next month.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Rod Murray's a group senior vice president for commercial banking, the head of leveraged finance group at Associated Bank. It's our thought leader conversation. Remember, you can listen to our past conversations at WGNradio.com on the opening bell page. You can also follow Associated Bank at Associated Biz on Twitter. And join us again next Thursday for another thought leader conversation from Associated Bank and WGN 720.